So if you haven't found a job or decided on a career path yet, don't freak out. Don't let fear or frustration or the fact that others around you seem to be all set immobilize you. But do, from this day forward, open yourself up to possibilities you might never have considered. Step up, step out of your comfort zone, consider saying yes, even when no feels much safer. I'm not suggesting that it's going to be easy. Your journey forward comes with some built-in stumbling blocks. When that radio internship ended, the news director kept me on as his secretary, thank you, Catherine Gibbs, for a few months while I tried to figure out my next move. A short stint reading news headlines at a top 40 station in Worcester made me question what I was doing and why. And then came the offer to be a weekend television reporter at WJAR in Providence, Rhode Island, my hometown. It didn't matter that I had no on-air experience. It was 1976, and I filled a quota. Women and African Americans were suddenly in hot demand. That is, until we were hired, and then almost no one rooted for us to succeed. I learned pretty quickly that the only way to gain respect would be to outwork everyone else, to actually earn what I felt I was entitled to. That ethic has served me well, and I highly recommend it.